A choral concert was held last night in Accra to commemorate the 69th birthday of late President John Evans Atta Mills. The concert begins a series of activities lined up to mark the first anniversary of the passing on of President Mills. Speaking at the concert, Minister of Youth and Sports Elvis Efrianekra said President Mills must be remembered as a peacemaker who was willing to sacrifice anything for the peace of the country. In attendance was President John Dramani Mahama, Vice President Pa Kwesi-Miss Arthur and his wife Matilda, some ministers of state, the clergy, traditional rulers and members of other political parties. Baba Utu and Delali Adoglabesa have filed this report.
The Atta Mills Choral Concert featured choirs from Orthodox and Charismatic churches, poetry recitals from Ni Yate, and Professor Tupe Okai, a writer. Most people who were either clad in their sunge black and white cloth or any other bright attire danced to the melodious tunes and hymns sung by these choral groups. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrianekra, said late President Mills demonstrated humility, modesty and love to anyone who came his way. He believes people should imbibe such attitudes for peaceful coexistence.
Professor Mills may be gone, but to live in the hearts of the people you leave behind is not to die. People only die in our lives when we forget them. For as long as we continue to remember Professor Mills in our hearts, he will continue to be in our lives. Let's remember Professor Mills as a distinguished statesman that he was, who lived for his people. Let's remember him for the sportsman that he was, complete embodiment of the never say die spirit. Let's remember him. Prof. Mills should be remembered for his humility, modesty, incorruptibility, even as he served in the highest office of the land as president of our dear country, Ghana.
The former General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Fred Degbe, said there is only one life and a purpose to fulfill on this earth. He called on Ghanaians to emulate the late President Mills as a man of peace, especially as the Supreme Court prepares for its final verdict next month.
Whenever you think about him 24/7, he sends you a message. He must send you a message that we need to live our lives pleasing to God 24/7, because you don't know when your maker will call you. We need to remember that all the powers of the state can be at your disposal and all the health facilities can be at your disposal. But when that time comes and your maker says, come home, you are gone and you are gone. But what is your legacy? May Ghana, that Atta Mills left behind, that continues the tradition, that has gone to the polls, that is in the Supreme Court, that are doing all kinds of things, learn that no matter who and who we are, when your 24/7 comes and you are gone, you are gone. We have only one purpose, and that is to serve God and humanity with all our life. Serve him with all the best you can in humility, love and reconciliation, harmony, reconciliation, and create an environment where people can develop to be who God wants them to be, and particularly with the privilege of an office that becomes stewardship that you neglect only to your peril.
Other activities lined up for the week-long anniversary of late President Mills include launch of Atta Mills Foundation, the first in the series of annual Atta Mills Memorial Lectures at the Accra International Conference Center, reef laying ceremony at the Asumdre Park to observe the exact date and time of his passing, which is the 24th of this month.
Baba Utu and Delali Adoglabesa filed that report.
Some people Radio Ghana spoke to said Ghana has benefited so much from the man, Professor John Evans Atta Mills. To them, the passing on of President Mills has rather strengthened Ghana's democracy.
I have lots of incidents I can't even narrate of when he would always bring a smile or lots of laughter to people just because of his comments and what he said. He was unique in his style, very soft-spoken, never raised his voice when he didn't, very rarely. I mean, a few people ever saw him raise his voice, but could be quite firm in his decision and was forthright. He will be sorely missed, but Ghana has benefited from 2009 to present day because of the style of leadership he gave, and he has gone on to strengthen the democracy of our country.
So he's very humble, very dedicated to duty, and indeed very committed to the development of Ghana. A knowledgeable person as he was would have been very, very proud and indeed discriminated in terms of relationship. But he was very down to earth. And some of us who have been to work with him very closely, we have learned a lot from his humility.
As Professor Mills deserves every positive adjective that will be attributed to any human being. He was kind and humane to a fault. And he used to forgive. He didn't want to pay back anybody with whatever offense that the person may have committed against him. Whatever language, however foul, Professor Mills is one person who would rather be angry with the person who vows to go and fight somebody who has insulted him or made dirty remarks against him.
You heard a cross-section of Ghanaians paying tribute to the memory of President Mills at the choral concert held in Accra.
As part of activities, a presentation to two institutions has been made to mark the late president's 69th birthday. The Princess Marie Louis Children's Hospital in Accra and the Village of Hope Orphanage and School at Gumafete in the Central Region were the beneficiary institutions. Late President Mills gave donations and gifts to orphanages on his birthday to signify his caring nature and to reach out to orphans in the country. The Greater Accra Regional Minister Julius Deborah led a delegation to do the presentation on behalf of former First Lady Dr. Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills. Yvonne Atilego reports.
According to the Greater Accra Regional Minister Julius Deborah, the presentation of items to orphanages and children on 21st July has now been adopted as a yearly practice to commemorate late President Mills' birthday.
We are here on behalf of Dr. Mrs. Nadu Mills, wife of former President Professor John Evans Atta Mills. As we all know, today marks his birthday, but the wife believes that one thing that the husband left to her is that every year, whatever they need to gather to help children and people who live in orphanages is something that has been embedded in her heart. So she thought that even though the husband is moved on and we are celebrating the husband's 1 year anniversary, to commemorate this occasion, she wants us to come and present these items on her behalf.
At the Princess Marie Louis Children Hospital in Accra, which was the first stop, items presented were toiletries, food items, mosquito nets, plastic cups and bowls. 4,000 Ghana cedis was also presented to the hospital. The Deputy Director of Administration at the Ministry of Health, Augustine Yaobuama, received the cash and the items on behalf of the hospital.
On behalf of the Regional Director of Health Services, the management and staff of the PMD Hospital, I wish to receive this and also to thank Dr. Nadu Mills, our former First Lady, for this wonderful gesture. Dr. Nadu Mills, as we know, has always been in the forefront of health. I do recall some months back when we had to meet at Pram Pram, where she had personally donated some amount for the upgrading of the health center into a near polyclinic. Indeed, for us in the health sector, we recognize her as an icon. So we are not surprised that on the occasion of the birthday of our former president, she has come to do this wonderful gesture for this hospital. And again, I want to thank you and hope that we pray that God blesses her and her siblings and the government so that she will continue to offer her services to this ministry and indeed to this hospital.
The Village of Hope School and Orphanage received food items, toiletries, mosquito nets, mosquito coils, plastic bowls and cups, among others. The managing director of the school, Fred Asari, was grateful to the former First Lady and family for the gesture.
President Mills celebrated his birthday with us at the Village of Hope. We had it on our football field. It was a very large gathering. And I would say that when it comes to celebration, perhaps that was the last birthday he really celebrated. And it was at this very grounds with the children of Village of Hope. And we hold him very dear in our hearts. We will never forget his love for children, his love for God, his love for country, and his love for charity.
Monica Bida, a student of the school, expressed appreciation on behalf of the children.
Yes, our father has really done a great job. I don't know what to say, but by God's grace, I know that our grandfather, his work is not in vain.
A student at the Village of Hope School, ending that report by Yvonne Atilego.